me, my friend, are you one of the lucky ones who wake up with a smile on your face, birds chirping out your window, and a beautiful, gentle stretch and a sigh, you know, like Snow White? Or are you more like me and one of those strung-out dogs where there's a bit of confusion and grumbling until the coffee hits your lips? Well, let's not be so dramatic. Sometimes I'm in between those two. However, if you fall more often than not into that latter category, your mind might be cluttered with so much muck that you cannot think straight. Well, then it's time to release what doesn't serve you. Have you heard that before? It means to let go and get rid of anything in your life that doesn't contribute positively to your well-being, growth, or happiness. This could be anything from bad habits, toxic relationships, negative thoughts, or possessions that hold you back. By consciously choosing to detach yourself from these things, you create room for new opportunities, experiences, and personal growth. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? Then let's get to it, shall we? And to help you through this process, I have a workbook for that. Go and download your life design journal at my Rise Love Live boutique on etsyshop.com. The link is below. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Today, I'm asking you to let go of what no longer serves you and embrace transformation. Heather Ash Ama gives us a beautiful visual through her words. Allow the fires of transformation to burn away all that doesn't serve you. But how? Well, throughout the seasons of our calendar and the seasons within our lives, we need to take stock. I'm referring to an emotional inventory count, not how many cans of peas you have on your shelf and pantry. Ask yourself, what negative emotions do I still cling to that no longer benefit me? Write those down. And remember these emotions. These feelings could stem from memories, physical relationships, or simply negative words we have come to believe are true. Sit with these emotions. Let them bubble up and come to the surface. Then make a list. You know the drill. Write and write without judgment to clear that clutter. When you're done, take a look at your list. Now, let's tackle that low-hanging fruit first, the quote, easier ones. Relatively speaking, of course, these negative thoughts and memories we must release. And believe it or not, a simple approach to address this is by redirecting your focus toward nurturing positive feelings and thoughts. So if you have a terrible memory, I need you to jot it down in detail. Crinkle up that piece of paper and consciously tell your mind that it no longer serves you and it is no longer allowed to live rent-free in your mind. Now, think of a memory where you felt gleeful and joyous. Write down every last detail of that memory. Where were you? Who were you with? What were you wearing? What were the smells that you remember? And then list three reasons why you were grateful for that day or the experience. Rewrite the details to ensure they are clear, and then commit this beautiful, joyous moment to memory. Keep that note in your pocket so that every time a negative memory tries to creep in, you replace it with this one. And eventually, the bad ones will fade and disappear. My sweet friend, you do not need permission to lay those burdens down at His feet, for they are not yours to carry. Still, here is your reminder that you can do so anytime. We all have broken pieces, and when we allow those pieces to be healed by God, your beautiful light shines through. Dear Lord, we ask you to heal us. We ask that you reach out often to remind us to lay our burdens at your feet. As we walk through our wilderness, our negative muck, please be there for us, giving us the strength to release and let go of what no longer serves us. Allow us to see that when we lift our heads and hearts above the burning embers, we rise stronger and brighter than before. In you, through you, we find power. And the people of God said, Amen. Thank you for another devotional Thursday. And now it's time to get to work. And as always, have patience and grace with yourself. It takes time to change our mindset, but regular practice can ease our frustration. And if this hits home, please leave a comment to let us know how you're doing. Remember, I believe in you. Now, it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.